And all that I could sift out of the whole deal was it was because it had bad blood. But I couldn't play favors with the kid or any of the teacher or the mother. And I let that be known. And seemed like that, as far as school was concerned, was the end of it. The boy was, what he had done was guilty, mostly because he heard Mama at home say something about his teacher, you know, which was one of my kids. And that made the boy kind of disrespectful, you see. Well, I think it is Daddy more than anybody else, when he found out what I said, he put the, like we say, the quietus on the boy. That's the only time that I actually had to interfere. I'm sure there were problems.
Well, did you ever have any trouble back when integration was being implemented?
Not problem? Here, not here. We were, well, there wasn't too much segregation here anyhow. Now, of course, usually people think about the Negro, but we have no problem with that here. We had a Negro settlement up north of town. That's where the slaves got when they were freed there on acreage. But we have very few Negroes in this town or in the county.
Oh, really?
But we have the Latins, see, Mexicans. And we had a little problem here and there with them. Predominantly not. But there are some smart aleckies, you know, that cared less for the school than the rest of them, that caused us a little, so to say, trouble.
Do you have, while we're on that subject, do you have any idea what the colored people around here would prefer to be called nowadays?
I don't know. We don't have enough around here to really know, and I'm not in contact with them much. Mm-hmm. I don't think they object to being called Negro, if you call them Negro. Mm-hmm. Of course, over here, everybody says, slanted off said nigger, you mm-hmm. see. And I didn't even notice that any of those. Of course, the few that we have around here, they're just as friendly to me as the next man, mm-hmm. and I to them. We didn't have that problem. Mm-hmm. Of course, I know we have some people here that are just a little bit opposite that way, you know. Mm-hmm. And a Mexican is a Mexican, see. And they are down below here a little bit. But to me, that never made it. Huh? Okay. To me, if I worked a Mexican and a white man, they both get the same pay. Mm-hmm. And they do the same work. Mm-hmm. And not one down in the hole and one on top.
Are there any slang designations for Mexicans that people around here use occasionally?
Well, years and years ago, they call them greasers.
Greasers.
That was a genuine, almost starved to death group of people. They come from the old country, and all they had is a burro or an old skinny horse that could hardly walk, a little old vehicle of some kind with the meager belongings on it. Most of the belongings they wore. And they were totally illiterate in all respects. And just a bare existence. And of course, they lived in tents or in broomweed shacks made, take mesquite poles, made a framework, and then the broomweeds, I don't know whether you know what broomweeds are, they grow about that tall over here and sometimes that tall, and they'd pull them and tie them in a bundle, just like the pioneers did with this roof grass they had, you know, and lined the siding with it, and it shed the water and so on. Lived in those kinds, which weren't possible to be kept clean very good and all that, and had no facilities of bath or anything. Mm. And some of them, I guess, didn't care whether they got down the water hole and bathed or not, see. That's the kind they called greasers.